Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. When a child is born, there are questions we typically ask. Parents ask, is he healthy? How much does she weigh? Grandparents will ask, what did you name her? Who does she look like? Nurses and doctors closely examine the child and they want to know, is he alert? Are her lungs clear? We expect these kinds of questions. But there are other questions that we never expect to hear at the birth of a baby, of a healthy baby child. Who would ever ask? Who will handle his funeral arrangements someday? Or what cemetery do you think she'll be buried in? Another one you don't ever hear is, what will cause his death? For everything there is a season, the scriptures tell us. And the season for asking about a person's death is usually not at his or her birth. Now, one of our hymns today asks a similarly unusual question about a child born in Bethlehem. What child is this? It is, however, a fitting question, because this child is born in a most unusual way. His mother is a virgin. His birth is announced by heavenly hosts praising God. So we ask the question, what child is this? The wonderful answer is proclaimed by an angel. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What child is this? This child is no less than the Lord Himself, whose voice breaks the cedar, yet now coos softly in his mother's arms. The same Lord who told the shepherd Moses to not come near because the Lord's presence was too holy on that mountain, now instead invites shepherds to draw near to him as he lies in a manger, a helpless child. The shepherd Moses, if you remember, hid his face from the Lord. But now, shepherds behold the Lord's face in the face of this baby. The unapproachable one has become approachable. The intimidating one is now inviting. That is certainly good news. But what makes God's appearance in human flesh good news of great joy is that he came in order to redeem us. The Lord of creation became part of his creation in order to recreate what man had broken. The immortal one was born in a specific time and place to unite himself forever with his mortal creatures. What if the Lord had taken on flesh in order to confront mankind and demand instead payback for the sins we had committed against him? What if he'd appeared among us with a human face in order to scowl at us for our selfishness? Thanks be to God that his incarnation is instead good news of great joy for us, as the herald angel declared. The reason why it is good news of great joy is at this child's birth, we do ask the normally unthinkable question, how will this child die? For this child was born to die. This was God's plan, even before this child was born or any child. This is what the heavenly angels are talking about when they say, His birth will bring peace on earth. This child will die because of us, and he will die for us. The prophet Isaiah said, To us a child is born. The angel said, Unto you is born this day a Savior. Unto us, whose worldly passions conceive and give birth to worldly thoughts and ungodly living. Unto us, whose sinful hearts give birth to cruel and hurtful words, even against those who love us most. Unto us, whose sinful natures drive us to live as though God does not matter and we matter most. Unto us, sinners, this child is born. So repent and rejoice. Rejoice greatly for his holy birth on this holy night. But also rejoice for his holy death. For already at his birth, his cross, death, and burial are being foreshadowed in a number of ways. What child is this? The one who had a Mary at his birth and multiple Marys at his death. What child is this? The one who had a righteous Joseph at his birth and a righteous Joseph, Joseph of Arimathea, at his death. What child is this? The one who was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger at his birth, was wrapped in a shroud and laid in a tomb at his death. What child is this? The one whose birth was honored by wise men bearing myrrh, and whose death was honored by faithful women bearing myrrh to his tomb. What child is this? This child is the great light that has shone on us who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on us who walk in darkness. What child is this? This is a real human child who has a real human body. His body was wrapped up and laid in a tomb, but on the third day, his real human body came back to life again, the first fruits of the resurrection of our human bodies also. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people in this child. So let us do something that is normal at the birth of a child. Let's look closely at this Son of Mary. Now, the prophet Isaiah said all authority would be upon those little shoulders. This child used his authority to free you from hell and destruction. Look closely at this child. He has the lips of the wonderful counselor. He comforts your troubled conscience with the most wonderful counsel you could ever hear. He says, I forgive you all your sin. I forgive you all your sin. That's what he says. Look closely at this child. He has the hands of the mighty God. He set that aside that he might have his hands nailed to a cross and extend mercy to you through his holy meal. Look closely at this child. He has the arms of the everlasting Father, arms that spread out on a cross to draw you to himself, to wrap His arms around you in holy baptism and to welcome you home as prodigal sons and daughters. Look closely at this child. He has the royal head of the Prince of Peace. But His head was crowned with thorns in order to place on your heads crowns of glory. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. Every time we come to Holy Communion, that salvation in His very body and blood is again extended to you as a gift from this child's altar. A gift that forgives your sins, renews your zeal for good works, and inflames your love. What a wondrous gift of love is this? What child is this? This is the Lord who has saved you. So, haste. Haste to bring Him laud. Hail, hail the Word made flesh. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary, born for you. Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen.